The National Student Radio Conference 2013.
So, Dick Stone from Capital FM has just given a talk on the first day of the Student Radio Conference. Hello, and thank you for such an amazing talk. Just really like to ask you, out of all those key points that you told us about, that kind of coaching and working with your presenters, what is the number one ultimate tip that everybody who's just left this lecture hall should go away with?
Oh, gosh, one out of all that. You know, I think out of the session that I've just done, I think the most important thing to remember is that you can only deliver someone some genuine coaching that will have an impact if they know that you want their success. That the end goal is, I'm trying to improve your performance. If you're doing it because you're on a power trip, because, you know, you're the programmer, so therefore you got the badge, and the sheriff, so therefore you do as I say, then that's not the right reason, and that will pretty quickly come unstuck for you. So that's the main thing. Have the person's improvement as the main goal.
And you said that it can be particularly difficult for people that just have come into the role of, say, program controller. There might be lots of people listening who aren't at the conference who are sort of either thinking about starting a radio station, or maybe they haven't got their position on their committee yet, but they're going to start next year. What are kind of the things they can do now to kind of prepare for the year ahead?
Oh, gosh, there's no shortcut. I think that do a lot of listening. As I've said in the session just now, it's okay to say, I don't know. You know, just because you've got the badge of program controller doesn't mean that you have all the answers. It means that it's your job to go and find them and go, no, I'll come back to you, I'll find out. And it's okay to feel your feet. But again, I go back to my original point. If the person that you're coaching knows that the reason why you're having a coaching session is to improve their own performance, then actually it doesn't really matter. The rest of it doesn't matter. Because even if you're, you know, you are finding your way, then that's okay. Because all I'm doing is trying to improve your performance.
Brilliant. And I'll ask one of the questions that somebody asked here just now. How did you get into being program controller? Like, why did you want to do it? And then kind of, why have you kind of stayed at it?
I started out on the air and I did breakfast for 9 years. And during the time of doing breakfast, I think if you're going to be a good person on the air, you have to understand the nuts and bolts of programming. So, you need to know what is good and what is bad and how to, the theory behind what you do on the air. So you're already thinking like a programmer. So at the station I was in, it was kind of a bit of a satellite station, so I ended up looking after the running of that radio station and then got more involved in the day-to-day programming of it. And then, started getting some coaching and started then giving coaching. And so that's how I kind of wandered into it that way, really.
Were there any other final key messages that you think people should take away from today?
The main thing I would say, actually, just as a general point about student radio, is that I firmly believe that student radio is the best way to get into radio. Professional radio, paid for radio, make some money out of it and get a job. It's bloody hard to do that because there are few jobs and there are a lot of people going for them. But in student radio, you can do stuff that you won't be able to do again because there are not as many constraints as there might be in commercial radio or in the BBC. So go and try stuff. Be creative. You can probably be the most creative right now in student radio that you would ever be again. So have fun. Go and try stuff. Make things go wrong. Try it out. See what works because that's the future and it's very important.
I think that's a pretty encouraging note to finish on. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Make sure you download tomorrow's podcast at studentradio.org.uk.